Chapter 11.
Gus tells me your brother wants to spend a little quality time with you. Take you to the NFL draft.
Ty glanced at Uncle Gus and nodded.
So I think that'd be a good idea. Truth is, I'm a big fan of Tigers. I'd like to meet him. Make him feel welcome to come here any time. I heard them talking on WFAN that he might be the first pick of the Jets. Imagine that. He'd be pretty close by, right? So I'm thinking, hey, why couldn't he be kind of regular here?
Lucy slapped Uncle Gus's back and then gripped his neck while he poked his big belly with the curved end of the crowbar.
So I got your uncle here to let you have your little ESPN outing. How's that for the beginning of a friendship between you and me? Pretty nice guy, huh?
The red spot on Lucy's face glared at Ty, practically demanding to be looked at. Ty forced himself to stare into Lucy's dark, empty eyes.
Yes?
That's right. Just like your fairy godmother or something, sending you to the ball.
Lucy waved the crowbar like a wand. Uncle Gus forced a smile that lasted until Lucy let go of his neck. Without thinking, Ty said,
I'd have a lot more to talk about with my brother if Uncle Gus thought it was okay for me to play in the spring passing scrimmage tomorrow.
What's the spring passing scrimmage?
They have spring football at Halpern Middle,
Ty said, avoiding his uncle's eyes.
I'm pretty fast.
Lucy held up his empty hand and jabbed a loose fist at Ty. Ty ducked instinctively and circled right back up. Lucy grinned.
Not bad,
he said, patting Ty's shoulder before he turned his attention to Uncle Gus.
Why can't he play tomorrow? I like the idea.
Uncle Gus sputtered for a moment before he said,
No reason at all. I didn't know he wanted to. Sure.
Lucy winked at Ty.
All right. Go on. I'll see you Monday.
On their way out, Mike looked up from the grill, where two hamburger patties sizzled.
Gus, how about a fresh donut?
Running late,
Uncle Gus said, waving him off.
Thanks, Mike. Next time.